Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anne Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
And my name is Rex. I'm very happy to see you on Studio Classroom.
Welcome so much to Studio Classroom, Rex.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a while since we taught together on InfoCloud.
That is correct.
Yeah, so I'm very happy to have you back for today's program. And I have a question to start out with. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Describe another food that you like to eat on hot summer days.
My father is from Southeast Asia, Singapore. And so I would say my favorite food on hot summer days are chicken rice.
Chicken rice. Okay. Is that a warm dish or a cold dish?
It's a warm dish, but a lot of people from Singapore and Southeast Asia, they love it.
Okay. Yeah. I am going to say that my answer for this is ice cream.
Ice cream. Yeah. Nice, nice. And me too. Shaved ice.
Oh, shaved ice is really good on hot summer days. But today we are going to talk about another option. We're talking all about chilling out with cold noodles. Let's get into our first reading right now.
Chill out with cold noodles. When the weather's too hot to cook, look to the fridge. One hot summer night, a friend was preparing noodles for dinner, but the thought of a bowl of hot, steaming noodles didn't sound good. Imagine my delight when the noodle dish turned out to be cold and tossed with my favorite sesame sauce.
Hello friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看 steam 这个动词，意思是蒸食物。譬如 each morning, grandma steamed meat buns to pass out to each family member as they rushed out the door for work or school. 每天早晨，奶奶都会蒸包子，分给每个匆忙出门上班或上学的家庭成员。steam 也可以当名词，意思是蒸汽。譬如As she ironed the wrinkles from his shirt, she could see the steam rise. 当她熨平衬衫上的皱褶时，看到蒸汽从布料中升起。来学一个惯用语 ，steam mad 是表示气得发烫、暴跳如雷。譬如 ，When Lucas realized his bicycle had been stolen, he was steaming mad.当 Lucas 发现自己的脚踏车被偷时，他气得火冒三丈。
Have you had a nice bowl of cold noodles on a hot summer's day, friends? If not, we're going to have a lot of options for you to try in our lesson today. How does our lesson start, Rex?
So it says in our text that when the weather is too hot to cook, look to the fridge. Now, my children...The first thing they come home, they look to the fridge for refreshments and all the favorite foods that they have.
Because everything you want to eat is going to be in the fridge. That's why we look to it. Look to, friends, means to expect or turn to for something.
And here's an example sentence. Many look to her for advice.Meaning that when I need advice, I will go to that person for advice.
That's right. Now, we've said this word a few times already, friends. It's that word fridge. This is, of course, a kitchen appliance that keeps food cold. It's short for the word refrigerator.
Yes, and it is truly something that we all have in our families. And on this text, it reads, One hot summer night, a friend was preparing noodles for dinner.But the thought of a bowl of hot steaming noodles didn't sound good. That's because it's very hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a bowl of hot steaming noodles on a hot summer night either. We read on here, Imagine my delight when the noodle dish turned out to be cold. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about this phrase, turned out to be.
Turned out to be means ended up being something.
The idea here is that you thought something would be one thing, but in the end, it was something else. Here's another example. The surprise turned out to be a party.
It says in the text right here, imagine my delight when the noodle dish turned out to be cold and tossed with my favorite sesame sauce. That does sound good on a hot summer day.
It really, truly does. Not only were these noodles cold, but they were tossed with a special sauce. What does that word tossed mean, Rex?
It means to be thrown lightly or mixed quickly. And one example sentence is, she tossed a salad with dressing.
So you could toss a ball or you could mix something quickly. In this case, we're talking about mixing noodles with a special sauce.
That is correct. And a sesame sauce is small seeds used in cooking. We do use a lot of sesame in a lot of the Asian dishes.
Yeah, and not just for using the little seeds on top of things. Sesame can actually turn into an oil or a sauce as well,
right? That is correct. It can be dry or it can be made into a sauce. It is very, very delicious.
I love sesame peanut sauce on my noodles myself. That is one of my favorite dishes.
And a lot of people like sesame. What are some other dishes that you like with sesame?
Well, I like to cook with sesame oil sometimes, especially if I'm frying vegetables, especially in a stir fry. Another way I like to have sesame dressing is on a salad. Is that something that you like?
I can't say that sesame is a sauce that I like, but I do have to have them during, let's say, holiday season, like Chinese New Year. We have tang yuan and we have sesame dressings in there.
Oh, that is true. Well, don't worry, Rex. There are other types of noodle dishes we're going to learn about in just a moment that you might enjoy. Let's keep going right now with our next reading.
Chill out with cold noodles. It's reported that cold noodles have been enjoyed around the world since ancient times. Liangpi noodles, for instance, are from Shanxi, China. The cold noodles, mixed with simple condiments, were a favorite of China's first emperor, Qin Shi Huang. How about noodles for dessert? Faludeh is a popular dessert in Iran. Cooked rice noodles are frozen with sugar and rose water, resulting in a cool summer treat.
Emperor, 意思是皇帝, 例如, in opposition to the late emperor's gentle leadership, the new emperor ruled with an iron fist. 与已故皇帝温和的领导风格相反, 新任皇帝以铁腕手段统治。或者是, the current emperor of Japan was the first successor in his family line to study outside of Japan. 现任日本天皇是其家族中首位赴海外留学的继承人。来学一个复合名词, Emperor Penguin, 意思呢就是帝王企鹅。例如, the largest of the penguin species, emperor penguins, are known for their black and white backs and pale yellow chests. 帝王企鹅是企鹅物种中体型最大的, 以其黑白相间的背部和淡黄色的胸部而闻名。
Cold noodles are delicious, and they are something that people all around the world enjoy. I know I certainly enjoy them in the summertime, but what's the history of cold noodles? Where did they come from?
Well, it says right here, it's reported that cold noodles have been enjoyed around the world since ancient times.
Ancient times, that's a long time ago that people have been eating cold noodles.
Yeah, and it says Liangpi noodles, for instance, are from Shanxi, China. Wow, that sounds like a very ancient dish in China.
It certainly does. And we see a really good term for us to take a look at together here, friends. It's that term, for instance. For instance just means for example.
in one example sentence is, fruits are healthy. For instance, apples provide a lot of nutrients.
The term for instance really can just be switched out for the term for example. Okay, now we see the first example here. We talked about those liang pi noodles. And here's a description of them, friends. The cold noodles mixed with simple condiments were a favorite of China's first emperor, Qi Shi Huang.
Qin Shi Huang. Wow, that's something that I did not know about him because he was officially recorded in official history as a tyrant. I didn't know anything else about him except that part.
Okay, well, we find out that he liked these noodles and they were made with special condiments. What is a condiment, Rex?
Condiments is sauces or spices added to food. Okay. And one example sentence would be, ketchup and mustard are popular condiments.
I certainly like ketchup and mustard on my French fries. I don't think that's what these noodles were made out of, though.
That is correct. And it says right here, how about noodles for dessert? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Dessert?
I don't know how I feel about that either. I need to hear a description first before I make a decision.
That is correct. So, falooda is a popular dessert in Iran. How interesting.
Very interesting. All right, we find out how it's made here. Cooked rice noodles are frozen with sugar and rose water. Rose water is something really interesting here.
Wow. Well, rose water is scented water made from roses. And one example sentence would be, rose water adds a nice flavor to sweets. I can't say rose water is my favorite.
I don't like rose water that much either. I have tried some teas and things like that before with like a rose flavoring. It's okay. I'm not a huge fan of rose in like lotions and things like that either. Maybe it's just me.
But rose water with noodles? I'm not sure about that.
I would have to try it before I pass judgment on it, I think.
Although I'm not too crazy about rose water with any food, but I do want to keep an open mind because I have tried different dishes that I thought was going to be bad before, but it turned out to be one of my favorite dishes now.
I've been reading a book with my girls recently called Just Try It, and this book is all about seeing a new food and not really knowing if you like it or not if you haven't tried it. So I think you're right about that, Rex. It's good to keep an open mind.
That is correct. And I think now it's time for our deep dive.
Deep dive. Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? On the go. Picture this. You're rushing out the door for school, backpack swinging, one hand holding a banana, the other clutching a juice box. No time to sit at the table. You're eating breakfast on the go. That speedy, multitasking meal style, it's super common when life feels like it's moving at turbo speed. On the go means doing something, especially eating, while moving around or busy without stopping to sit down. It's perfect for our fast-paced world of buses, walking to class, or running between activities. For example, many students grab a sandwich on the go between classes so they don't miss anything. Also, Dad loves his coffee on the go. He drinks it while walking the dog every morning. Here are more ways to talk about how you get your meals. Takeout or takeaway means food you buy to eat somewhere else. For example, we ordered pizza for takeout and ate it at the park. Eating out means going to a restaurant instead of cooking or eating at home. For example, on Fridays, our family likes to eat out and try new places. Eating in is the opposite. It means staying home for your meal. For example, after a long day, I just want to eat in with comfy pajamas and a movie. I once tried to eat noodles on the go. I shouldn't have done that. There was sauce everywhere, but I made it to class on time, although it was with a dirty shirt. These phrases help us talk about how food fits into our crazy, wonderful days. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Chill out with cold noodles. Bagged noodles are a cheap, convenient street food sold at stalls in Hong Kong. Cold noodles are placed in a small bag. Then shrimp and fresh vegetables are added, and everything is tossed in a sauce. The result? A ready-made meal to eat on the go. When the heat and humidity are high, why not reach for a delicious bowl or bag of cold noodles? They're guaranteed to hit the spot.
Shrimp 这个名词意思是虾肉。譬如, It was only after his skin broke out in a rash that he realized he was allergic to shrimp.直到皮肤起疹子，他才发现自己对虾过敏。或是 ，Indonesia is one among several major producers of shrimp in Asia。印尼是亚洲几个主要的虾类生产国之一。Shrimp 在俚语中是指小个子、弱小的人。譬如 ，He was but a shrimp of a kid, but he grew to be over 6 feet tall。他小时候是个小不点，但长大后身高超过6英尺。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Usually when I eat noodles, it's with a pair of chopsticks or with a fork, and the noodles are in a bowl. But that's not how the noodles in this next section are served.
Let's look at this very special dish. It is a noodle in China.It says right here, bag noodles are a cheap, convenient street food sold at stalls in Hong Kong.
These noodles are bagged. If you see that something is bagged, friends, it means that they are put into a bag.
And one example sentence would be, the groceries were bagged quickly.
So the things in the bag in this example are groceries. They have been bagged.
Usually when there is a line,when you're grocery shopping, and they do have to be bagged very, very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's the idea with a lot of street foods as well. As you go to those stalls, you need to buy things and they need to sell it to you and bag it up very quickly. Rex, can you define street food for us?
Well, street food is ready-to-eat food sold on the street, and we do see that a lot in Asian streets.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that street food tastes great when you're going through a traditional market or something like that. And of course, there are many different types of street foods. The idea usually is that you can buy it and eat it as you walk or buy it very quickly.
Well, let's learn more about cold noodles in Hong Kong. It says right here, cold noodles are placed in a small bag. Then shrimp and fresh vegetables are added and everything is tossed in a sauce. That does sound pretty delicious.
It really does. We learned about this word tossed earlier. Remember, friends, this means to be thrown or mixed together lightly. This sounds really convenient for the vendor because all the ingredients are put in the bag.And then everything is tossed together as it's in that bag.
And one example sentence similar to the text is, he tossed the shrimp into the noodles. I like anything with shrimp in it.
You like shrimp, huh?
Yes, I do.
I'm not a huge fan of shrimp, but if it's baked into those moon cakes, those I do like.
Yeah, but I do like the flavor that shrimp brings to soups or noodles.
It does add a little different flavor.
Yeah,
it has a very strong seafood taste to it for sure. But these specific noodles we're talking about from Hong Kong, friends, I think the key term here in the next sentence is ready-made meal on the go. Noodles in a bag is something that you can carry around with you.
And we know that in Hong Kong, people are always busy. It's a very fast-paced lifestyle there.And on the go, anything on the go is very, very important for their daily lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually when they don't have time to to grab a bite, they have to do it very quickly.
Okay, let's move on here because we have a few more sentences to take a look at. Friends, when the heat and humidity are high, why not reach for a delicious bowl or bag of cold noodles? Oftentimes, when we're talking about the weather in summertime, we're talking about the heat. But there's something else we need to talk about as well. That's humidity.
Well, something I really do not like, believe it or not. I live in Asia. So I have a lot of experience living with humidity. And humidity is the amount of water in the air.
Yeah.
It's not a very comfortable feeling.
It isn't at all. Usually when the humidity is very high, it can make it feel hotter than it is. Or it can make the air feel very muggy. Muggy is when the humidity is very high and you get that sticky feeling.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's because the humidity, the amount of water, it stores up the heat and it's very hard to cool down.
And that's why it's such a good time to have a bowl or a bag of cold noodles. We have one more sentence to read here, friends. They're guaranteed to hit the spot.
Now, in the beginning of this lesson, I did mention about cold noodles might or might not be your favorite dish. And for me, in the beginning, I did not like the idea of having cold noodles. I feel like traditionally, noodles should be hot with soup, very soothing hot soup. But after I tried it, I have to say cold noodles are now my favorite in a hot summer day.
Yeah, for sure, because I think that's the point here. Noodles are good any time of day. I love noodles, but especially during the hot summer months, having a bowl of noodles that's cold, especially for dinner, is what I enjoy.
And I think that's it for this lesson. I think it's time for our usage tips. Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 It's said that 加主词加动词的句型，意思是据说、听说，用来引用传闻、普遍的观点或不确定的资讯。主要子句采被动语态 ，it 为虚主词，真正的主词是 that 所引导的子句。如果将 that 子句移到 be 动词前面取代 it， 句子将会头重脚轻，所以一般常用虚主词作为主词。除了 it's said that， 类似句型还有 it is believed that 什么什么，据大家相信的 it is reported that， 据报道。来看这个例句。It is generally believed that the Earth is about 4.5 billion years old. 一般认为地球的年龄约为45亿年。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of this lesson, but before we go, we need to ask our talk about it question. Here we go. What is your favorite cold noodle dish? Describe it.
Well, I have to say my favorite cold noodle dish is from Shenyang, China. And it's called 西塔冷面 西塔 cold noodle. It's spicy, it's cold, it's very, very delicious.
What do you like so much about it? Is it the flavor or the texture?
It's the flavor. And it's not very oily. It's very, very, very refreshing. There's kimchi in it, and there's a cucumber, shredded cucumber, and there's eggs in there, which they're all my favorites.
That sounds like something I would really enjoy. I especially love kimchi. Well, friends, what is your favorite cold noodle dish? That's something you should talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Rex.
And we'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom. Bye!
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.